No, but when they had horses.
They had stables in under the loft, you see.
But you talked about, would you just call that a shed where you kept the where you kept the cattle in the barn, or would you
build
call
it now? Then we used to keep them in the barn. We kept in the barn.
Did you ever have something built on the side of your barn where just a little covering where the cattle could come in?
I do now, shed.
And that's the shed. That's just a little extension. Would you just call it a shed, or would you call it a cow shed?
We just call it a shed.
How about now when you milk cows years ago, did you have a place where they were staked or penned for milking?
Stanchions. Stanchions.
Now that was in the barn, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was in the milk barn.
Okay. Did you ever milk cows outside?
We did back in summertime. We would out just in a lot.
Okay. And you didn't have a special name for that place where you did that?
Just barn lot.
Okay. Well, now something like a milk gap or a cow pen or a cup pen or something like that.
We didn't
use that. What about a shelter and enclosure for hogs and pigs?
Well, we just build a little outhouse for them, covered over.
Right. What would you call that?
Boxed it up. We just call it a hog lot. And
okay. Cover. Now that the hog lot would be the covering too, right?
I mean. Yeah, just have. Yes, sir.
Okay. And the place where the cows and sheep graze.
We didn't keep any sheep.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the cows where the cows would graze. What'd you call that?
Pasture.
All right. And you ever grow cotton? Did you ever grow cotton?
No.
What kinds of crops did you grow?
When I was growing up, it was fruit, a lot of it. A lot of strawberries and peach orchards.
Mm-hmm.
It was very extensive then when I was growing up. Yeah. We raised lots of strawberries, peaches, hay and corn, sold cattle.
Mm-hmm.
All fun.
If you had where the place where you plant corn, you'd call that a planted out in the
field.
Yeah. Now, what about something smaller than a field that where you might just plant one crop? They plant watermelon or something like that. Just a small thing. It's not as big as a field.
Truck patch.
Oh, a truck patch. And now that in a truck patch, do you always plant only one crop there, or could you plant?
No, anything. Or,
and you could. Well, could you plant several things at once in a patch? Yeah. Or would it be only one?
Yes.
I see.
And a garden, they call them.
Okay. What's the difference between a patch and a garden?
Well, a garden usually refer to that other as a truck field patch, you know, or you sell stuff, or in your garden for your home use.
Oh, I see. How big? For instance, a patch would be smaller than a field.
Oh, yeah.
But how, I mean, could you think of it in terms of acres or something like that, how big a patch might be?
Well, 2-3 acres.
If it got bigger than that, you'd call it
not
a field.
Much.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have, would you have a patch like that enclosed?
Oh, yes.
How would you enclose it?
Wire fence, keep cattle out of them.
Okay, now is that is a wire fence with the
page wire, regular fence and wire.
Yeah, is that barbed wire?
Well, it could be barbed wire, it could be woven wire.
I see.
Both sometimes.
Yeah. But when you say a wire fence, you don't necessarily mean barbed wire.
No.
I see. What about some different kinds of wooden fences? What kind of wooden fences did they have when you were?
Rail.
Do you remember those?
Oh, yes.
How were they put together?
Move crossly. They wasn't put together, just laid.
Laid one on top of the other in this?
Wasn't fastened at all. That way, you see.
Uh-huh.
And down here, nothing more.
And they were like this? One kind of.
Some built them later, but nailed them up. But a rail fence, when they referred to rail fence,